This is Tower Talk, a League of Legends podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Tower Dive. I, of course, am your humble servant, Captain Hooks, and with me, as always, is the cheeky bastard, Pan the Man.
Have you seen this Amazon Dash thing?
What?
You know what this is?
Amazon Dash what?
Amazon Dash. That's it. Just Amazon Dash. It's a little button. It's a physical button that you buy.
Like
and it
Easy
links
Button from Staples?
Just like that, but branded like for Tide or Gatorade or Kraft Mac and Cheese. And wait, you click it, and then 2 days later, that shit comes to your door.
Wait, why does somebody need so much Gatorade, though?
What? Because sometimes you run out of Gatorade and you need another case of Gatorade 2 days later.
Am I the single most active human being on the planet?
You really need electrolytes.
That in 2 days I need a case of Gatorade?
Yeah.
Do they have condoms?
No condoms. No, but you kind of want that in like the spur of the moment.
What
if
you're thinking ahead? It's plan it's ahead. Little, plan to that, have sex ahead.
Is that not a little too rapey? Is that?
I don't think it's, no, if it's rapey, you probably wouldn't use a condom. Oh, okay. Why would you care?
Because it's, you know, HIV, that shit's scary.
Yes.
You gotta be safe. You
gotta be safe. The rapers have to be safe.
Yeah, men's rights.
Everybody needs to be safe.
Everyone needs to be safe, even when you're raping. So, don't rape, you guys.
Stay in school and don't rape. These are words to live by from Tower Dive.
Write that down.
So, hey, we're here. We're actually going with a new recording schedule, so we're probably not going to be releasing on Tuesdays anymore. We're probably going to be releasing on like Thursdays.
Yeah, we've been noticing lately that the news is happening on Monday, Tuesdays, and we're coming in a little late.
Yes.
On a lot of this, on all of these current events.
Yes, we're not current on the events. In fact, we most of the time miss them.
Yeah, so we're going to try and rework our schedule a little bit so that we're going to be releasing 2 days later, but still every week.
But more on the cusp of things, giving you what you want.
Right? Living on the edge.
This is how we roll, man.
Living on the edge.
Constant adaptation.
Yeah.
Constant adaptation.
Which is important. We'll get on that later, though.
We are getting, don't worry, we will get to that. That is important.
More at 11.
More at, where are your children? So, I mean, what do we want to lead off with? We're going to start with playoffs?
Let's start with playoffs.
Okay, we'll start with
great playoffs. Idea. I love it.
I like where this love is headed it. Already.
Did you watch the European games?
I did a little bit. I saw. Yeah. I watched the some of the Unicorns of Love Rocket game.
Yeah, those are pretty good games.
They were pretty good games. I won't lie and say I'm surprised Unicorns of Love won.
I'm not. I mean, they brought in Horo. They kind of brought in a ringer.
Yeah, a I guess, but I just didn't feel like they had been synergizing as a team, even with Kickass prior to that. It'd been kind of muddy and kind of ugly the last few weeks that they have been playing, and then they lost Kickass, and Gilius didn't really do anything for them.
Yeah.
Outside of, I think, he had one good game. And then Rocket had been playing pretty good, and everything looked like it was going fairly well for Rocket. So I am a little bit surprised that Unicorns Love pulled it together so well with Horo.
Yeah.
I know Horo's a good player. I just didn't think it was going to work that well. But I am happy to see them. I like Unicorns of Love.
Yeah, it was a five-game series,
yes,
too.
Yes, five-game series. Yeah. And I know that Thorne didn't think very highly of Unicorns of Love as a team.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
He thinks that they're bad.
except for Power of Evil.
Yes, he thinks that he's their best player.
Yeah.
Which he is. I don't think there's any argument.
Chachi's pretty good.
Chachi is good, but again, it's just like that middling top laner type thing.
Yeah.
He has a good game here and there. He's a bad game here and there. And, you know, he's like Oduwamne, ooh, man, he had a great game. Oduwamne, not a good game. Which,
but that's the middle tier teams in Europe in general.
Well, not HGK.
You know, great
HGK
games,
is
bad games.
Like a high end team.
They're not.
I mean,
like,
listen, they stomped fucking Giants.
Yeah.
They stomped Giants.
Dirty.
I watched one of those games and I was like, all right, I've seen enough.
Hey, made my butthole clench.
I was like, and click. Let's see what's happening. Ooh,
look,
Price is Right's on. So that game, there's really not even a lot to talk about. Giants was overmatched in every sense of the word.
At least they made it to playoffs this season.
I think, honestly, in one of those games, they had like two kills.
Ooh.
If I'm not mistaken, they were out-killed. Yeah, it wasn't.
By a lot.
It was up there. Yeah, that's the game. there's the game. They were outkilled. They had no kills. I'm sorry. They had nothing.
Oh, God.
It was 8, 10, 14, 16, nothing. They beat them.
Cheese and crackers.
To nothing, yeah. And that was game one.
Good job.
That was right. Because that's right. That's why I stopped watching. Because I looked and it was like 11 nothing or something. And I remember saying, this is terrible. I'm not watching this anymore. There's no way they're doing anything. And
it's pretty tough to come back from a loss like that, too. That's demoralizing.
They had no kills in the first game and 2 kills in the second, or 7 kills in the second game.
So you're saying they didn't play well?
No. In the third game, they got kills at least. It wasn't a total stomp. They lost 25-16 in game 3.
That's still pretty bad. That's a stomp.
Not great. Not great.
At least especially for a pro game. I mean, 25 kills in a pro game is crazy.
That's pretty rough.
That's a huge amount of kills.
It's pretty good. Every game they won by over 10k gold except the last game, which they won by 8k gold. So,
which probably ended quicker as well.
All of the games were, the longest game was game 3, which was 30 minutes. Game 2 was 28 minutes and game 1 was 29 minutes. So,
yowza.
Listen, good on Giants. They did better than they did last season.
They made it to playoffs.
Their goal last season was to not get relegated. Their goal this season was to make it to playoffs.
Next step, Worlds.
Well, there was rumblings. Oh, we can make Worlds. You can't. You got to work. Get a little work to do.
Still technically make Worlds.
Can they make those?
Through the regional qualifiers. They have to win, like, 6 best of fives.
They have to beat
everybody. They can totally do it.
They have to beat everybody, including an all-star team.
Yeah.
picked by a panel of their peers.
Of Koreans.
The best Koreans in the world, all playing together.
Good luck!
It's fake or clone 4 times.
I kind of think that really should be the entry to get into Worlds, though. If you can beat a Korean team in a best of 5, you get to go to Worlds.
Not the worst.
Doesn't even have to be SKT.
Not even the worst thing I've ever heard.
Fucking, like KT Bullets. The Bullets roster way back when.
Bullets is still pretty good. KT's still pretty good team.
Not KT right now. The Bullets roster. 2 years ago. And they had to play the champions from 2 years ago.
Yes.
But you have to, if you beat them, you get to go to Worlds.
Then you get to go to Worlds.
Yeah, so still it's, unlikely.
It's the free ticket to Worlds right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, on the North American side of things, Tip played Dignitas.
Woof.
Woof, indeed.
Yeah.
Tip just looks really, really good.
They look really good.
I love the fact that they are so hard carried by Rush.
Rush and Impact. It's those two guys.
No,
yeah,
it is. But, I mean, it's so quickly becoming Rush's team.
Yeah.
Although, in the game one, naturally, Apollo had all the kills, so... I say this, Apollo has all
sometimes
the
Apollo shows up.
Sometimes Apollo, well, yeah. Apollo shows up because they're worried that Impact and Rush are going to shit down their necks. So, you know, it allows a player like Apollo, who's good. He's not a great ADC.
He's good.
He's a very nice player. He's not a great player.
You don't need 3 Michael Jordans on your team.
No, man. That's why you have Scottie Pippen and BJ Armstrong.
Exactly.
And then the last game, I'm pretty sure the last game was where Rush went 7-2-8.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Yeah, he played Elise, and he played Elise.
Yeah,
probably shouldn't have let him get Elise all 3 games.
Maybe ban out Elise one time.
Lost the game. Maybe don't let him play Elise.
Yeah,
I know. We'll ban out Rek'Sai
ban out Renekton. I don't know.
Although they did key on Rush in a lot of the games. Game one, they banned Nidalee Lee Sin. Game two, they banned Lee Sin. Game three, they banned Nidalee Lee Sin.
Yeah, you really don't want Rush on Lee Sin. Or Elise, apparently.
Well, his Lee Sin and his Nidalee are both very, very good.
When you have a player of that caliber, it's almost not worth banning them out. It's almost better to ban out their weaker players and just try and shit on that lane.
Do you really think that Rush can't play more than 2 junglers? Yeah. Like, you really just think that?
Oh, like, no, sure, I get the one ban. Ban Lee Sin or ban Nidalee. You know, whichever one is going to fuck up your comp the most, ban that champion.
And the only reason they didn't ban Nidalee in the second game was because Helios picked her.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's...
So, I don't know.
I don't know. I like I said earlier, I do think Tip is very, very good, and I do think they can be one of those teams that shocks a lot of people.
They're looking better without Zhao Weizhou too. Isn't that funny?
Well, I think it sort of forces, again, players like Impact, players like Rush to step up to take that next step, to not just be good players, to be great players and leaders and
forge and a fire.
Exactly. You were simply adopted a dog. I was born into it.
It's a little Deckard Cain.
Right?
Deckard Bane.
But yeah, so now Tip goes on to play CLG.
They're not worried about that matchup at all.
I wouldn't be freaked out about it.
I'd be a little bit worried. Well, okay, if I was Rush, I wouldn't be worried. If I was Adrian or Apollo, maybe a little worried. Or Gates, maybe a little bit worried.
I don't think Gates cares, I'll be honest. I think Gates cares. I'm out there doing my thing. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. 5 weeks ago, I didn't even have a team.
And playing some League of Legends.
I'm getting paid. Whatever. I'm going to Worlds.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Don't give a fuck.
So TSM had to play Gravity. They had the fortune, the good fortune, we'll call it, of playing the only team that may have been playing worse than them going into Worlds.
They played bad.
Gravity limped. Gravity, who a few weeks ago looked so strong, where people were like, this is the best team in the NA right now.
Right.
If Worlds started today, this is who I want representing North America. Then a few LCS weeks happened, and you're just like, I don't know who this team is. What did they do?
Yeah. I think what happened really was they could not adapt to TSM's comp, because TSM ran the same comp for 3 games and beat it once, but the other games it was pretty rough. They ran Olaf and Lulu. This was the fucking, and sometimes Sivir, right? If I remember correctly.
Let's see. They ran Sivir. Olaf. Olaf. Game one they lost, and that was Olaf Lulu.
Yeah.
TSM won. They had Olaf Lulu. Game two, Gravity won. They ran Olaf and Orianna.
Yeah, that was the problem. I think they banned out Lulu.
Game three, no, they didn't ban out Lulu.
Oh.
Wasn't picked.
God damn it, Bjergsen. Jesus.
TSM,
you had a fucking game plan.
TSM wins game three. Olaf Lulu. Lulu.
Yeah.
And then TSM won game four.
Olaf LeBlanc.
No.
Not LeBlanc?
On Gnar Ahri, because they banned out Lulu and Olaf.
Ah, so they figured it out. Yeah.
Surprise.
They put Dyrus on the carry train for 2 games, 3 games.
Dyrus
fucking played well, man.
Dyrus went 5-0-5 on Gnar.
Yeah.
He went 7-1-5 on his third Olaf game. His second Olaf game didn't go so well. 0-5-2. Not great. And they lost that game.
It's a really scary composition, too. Seeing an ulted, whimsied Olaf just run through your team.
Oh, then ult himself and can't be CC'd at all.
Yeah. It's terrifying. I know one of those games, Gravity was playing Azir against it. And so he would throw out the wall to push Olaf away.
Just run through it.
He just fucking, he just hit the R before the wall came out, and the wall went like right through him.
See, what you have to do is then you have to build Phantom Dancer on Olaf, so he has now no more unit collision. So,
yeah.
I imagine too that's many, what it's like.
Too many dicks over there, apparently.
Too many dicks on the dance floor.
Yeah. Pretty good games. TSM looked at least cohesive. They looked like they were following the plan.
They looked like they had a plan.
Yeah.
And the plan wasn't win the game.
Yeah, the plan was, here's our strategy, we're going to do this.
They actually had a developed plan, not just go out there and win. Is it under the tutelage of Reggie?
I guess so. I guess it has to be. I don't know.
Could it possibly be? Could we have been wrong? No, we're not wrong.
You're never wrong. Howard, I was never wrong.
It's
playoffs, and TSM always steps up for playoffs, right? They always show up when
they
were
doing. What they were doing is they didn't want to tip their hands, so they want to be like, oh man,
yeah,
look at how bad we're playing.
We're looking shaky.
We're going to get rid of Wild Turtle. That whole thing was a sham.
Nine games.
It was a clever ruse.
A ruse. Red herring.
curses, foiled again by TSM. Yeah. They're like the Scooby-Doo
all
gang.
All that drama about Bjergsen, totally made up.
It was made up. It was like a, damn it. The whole time, it was Mr. Weathersby.
Damn you, Mr. Weathersby. Your spooky mask.
And your stupid old
cellar full of gold.
Your stupid old haunted amusement park that people stop going to.
Nobody wants your stamp collection, Mr. Weathersby.
Damn it.
Stop trying to scare the children.
Stop trying to scare the children. So that's playoffs in a nutshell. We could go into potentially Korea and China, but I really don't know what the hell's going on over there. I'll be honest. Pay attention. The Chinese playoff system scares and confuses me.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the bracket right now, and I see OMG 3-0'd M3. So now they're going to play VC Gaming. And then the winner of that game plays LGD. And then the winner of that game plays Snake, and the loser of that game plays Invictus. Next.
And that's just the Northeastern.
Right. And then the lower seed quarterfinal winner plays Edward Gaming. The higher seed quarterfinal winner plays KG. Uh-huh. And the winner of those games play each other. And then the loser of those games plays the third place match. And then you have basketball. Because that's what it sounds like to me. After reading that, that was like tiring.
It's terrifying. I need
a nap after that. What the hell?
Yeah. Just tell me who wins at the end of it.
I do like that they do refer to it as the gauntlet. Because
it sounds like a gauntlet.
There is no other word. OMG, yeah. For them to move on to something important, they literally have to beat four teams to get to the semifinals.
To the semifinals.
To beat four teams.
And they're not best of ones.
No, they're
best
not.
Of threes, probably.
3-0'd M3, yeah. They're best of, I think they're best of fives.
Oh, God. Four best of fives just to get to the semis.
Just to get the chance to play the finals. What?
So how do you get to Worlds from China?
Luckily, I don't know. On a boat?
You got to call David Bowie,
right?
And get the map to the labyrinth.
Seriously, that's exactly what it is.
Ask the little caterpillar on the wall. He'll show you the way.
And the Korean playoffs will not start for another 6 months. Because Korea's always the last team to get into. It's like every other division is like picked. Okay, we know which Koreans are we playing. And Korea's like, I don't know, we're still in our season.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that it's very clear SKT1 is in, because they've only lost one game this summer season. They're 16-1.
And one game or one set?
I
don't know if it was a set or a game.
I don't know.
Lost one best of two.
Yeah. They're 16-1 and 33-5 overall for the season.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, man, Ku is so good in the first in spring.
Yeah.
And then they're 10-7 this year.
That's not bad. That's respectable.
Considering that they were 14-9.
Well, look, you can't win them all. No. At least they have a winning record, you know?
Well, I agree. There's a lot of parity. Once you get... Basically, I mean, Jin Air is okay. But the top five, there's a lot. Well, okay. The top four after SKT, it's all pretty close. I'm surprised KT roster is actually doing as well as they were. I didn't think they were doing
They've had a good season.
Yeah, they really have. 13-5.
Yeah.
I know I've won a lot of money on Vulcan betting on Koreans.
Nice. How much money?
Enough money. Enough money where I can say that I've made money.
Enough money to retire?
Not that much money.
One day.
I haven't bet enough money to retire.
Yeah, that's what you get to do.
And then I lose it, and I would have to get a second job.
Damn it.
And then the whole plan is blown.
They call it gambling.
And that's good, see, because gambling is illegal some places. And that's good because that segues into illegal maneuvers by one Mr. Xiao Wei Xiao. Because his verdict came down.
Bit of a stretch for that segue.
I think you're better than that. I reached. I had to go far. It was, you know, surprise.
So, just so that everyone's on the same page, Xiao Wei Xiao was accused of ELO boosting.
Xiao Wei Xiao admitted to.
Previous to this, you know. To the ruling,
right.
He was accused, and then he admitted.
Right.
So he was accused of ELO boosting and account selling. Yeah, for a lot of money. And now Riot's done their full investigation and they've released their sentence.
They did their full investigation. He admitted doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like someone, there's Skype logs or something.
Yeah,
or
no,
they would have released, they had to look into it a little bit,
yeah,
I
no,
guess.
Just to determine to see how far reaching it was.
Yeah.
So, but before we say what the verdict was, now remember, ELO boosting is a very, very, very clearly defined offense in the Riot handbook.
And even more so in Korea. I mean, CLG, for the most part, their team is banned from competing in Korea for another year for account sharing. Not even ELO boosting.
And that was just so that they could boot camp.
Yeah.
They were only, it wasn't, they weren't playing to try and make money over in Korea. They were boot camping.
Yeah.
So ELO boosting is a very, 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 very clearly defined offense. And I like Zhao Weizhao.
Yeah.
He broke the rules. He admitted it, but he broke the rules. A very clear rule. Now remember, Riot is also the people that banned the owner of Renegades, Chris Badawi, for 2 years for breaking a rule that didn't exist yet.
And he didn't even do it. It was attempted poaching.
Again, he...
Attempted.
He allegedly broke a rule that didn't exist until after they decided he broke it.
And then even then, he didn't really break it. He tried to break it and was unsuccessful.
Exactly. So, naturally, you're thinking to yourself, oh, man.
Was it 2 years? It was a full 2 years.
They gave Zhao Weizhao 2 years, right? The Badawi, they gave 2 years. But yeah, you're like, so, okay, they must have given Zhao Weizhao, what, a year? A full season? He can't play, you know, in up until Worlds next year?
Big fine, something.
Nope, nothing. What they gave Zhao Weizhao was he basically is suspended for playoffs. And he can't compete in Worlds. So he'll be back before the Spring Split starts next season.
Until February. When Spring Split start?
After February.
After February? Yeah.
I mean, this year...
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
He's not kicked off the team, as far as we know.
As far as I know, he went home. But, yeah, I don't believe that he was kicked off at all. So, nothing happened.
It was 1 year ban for Chris Badawi.
I thought it was 2 years from...
1 year ban on him holding any officially recognized team position in Riot-affiliated competition. Hmm. 1 year for Chris Badawi for breaking a rule that didn't exist. 7 months for Zhao Weizhao.
For the record?
That ELO boosted, sold Riot unlocked accounts. You know, those accounts Riot gives pro players to practice that has all the skins and champions. Trying to sell one of those, not successful, but still attempting to try and sell it. But, you know, he was honest about it.
But he didn't know. He didn't know it was wrong.
Yeah, I didn't know that was wrong.
For the record, Spring Split this year started May 30th.
Okay, so he's going to be fine.
So he'll be back.
Yeah.
Or was that Summer Split? Is this Summer Split?
Not even, like, you know, an
that was,
account.
That was, excuse me, that was Summer Split started. That started in May.
At least give him like a regular ban, like a 6 month actual ban
for
the game.
Never mind. He's totally going to miss the first 4 weeks of the season.
Oh.
Big fucking deal.
No one gives a fuck about the first 4 weeks. And
exactly.
It's the Spring Split. No one cares about the Spring Split anyway.
Seriously, the Spring Split's almost worth nothing still.
Yeah.
It's like, it is the whose line is it anyway of.
Yeah,
of competitive esports.
You just don't want to get relegated.
Where the games are pointless and the points mean nothing.
Yeah,
just don't get relegated.
And the points almost really mean nothing, because if you look at what they're doing with championship points now, you still have to go through a regional qualifier. It's not like you automatically get it.
Nope, they mean nothing. It is, whose line is it anyway?
Whose
league is it anyway?
That's
so,
good.
So he'll miss a few weeks, and that's pretty much it.
So I guess the worst thing that could happen to him is that, I mean, Tip could kick him off the team and replace him with Gates. That'd be pretty shitty.
That would suck for
him. But I also think Zhao Weizhao could probably find a team in China that'll play for. And
not
probably
gonna lie, he can
good.
Probably find a team in America to play for and be pretty good. It's not like he's going to sit there on his hands going, I can't play League of Legends until February 16th.
Yeah.
No, he's going to... They basically set him to miss the first 4 weeks because... if it's anything like this past season, February 15th was the end of week 4.
Yeah.
So starting week 5 was February 21st. So he would miss the first 4 weeks.
Yeah. NBD.
Any of these teams that I'm looking at
kill look,
to have.
You account share and you're not a pro player, permanent ban.
Yeah.
You sell an account and you're not a pro player, fucking permanent ban.
Yeah. What's it called? Guys got, I mean, what was it? Toys, I think, or Lil Ball, somebody?
Yeah.
One of the Southeast Asian players got fucking whacked for elo boosting and shit like that. A ton of them got whacked for
it. This is 7 months. Yeah, and typically, Riot's pretty fucking heavy-handed, too.
This is 7 months, a majority of which is off-season.
Yeah, it's not even really 7 months.
No.
It's like a day.
It's 4 weeks. It's a four-week suspension. It's playoffs in 4 weeks.
It's insane. At least ban his regular accounts from the game so he can't play. Give an actual player punishment.
Fucking no. I mean, then again, I'm not saying to come down hard on Zhao Wei Zhao because I have some agenda against Zhao Wei Zhao.
But we'd be like, consistent.
Yeah, but again, that's the big thing is the inconsistency in their rulings that they do.
Yeah. And there's no like appeal process either. So it's not like Chris Badaway can go back and be like, hey, you gave him 7 months.
Fucking Incarnation was DDoSing and doing whatever, and he got a lifetime ban and then was brought back in 2 years. That's elo boosting is in their eyes not
like as bad, apparently.
Well, I mean, but in their eyes it's seemingly as bad, but based on their ruling it's not.
No.
Like the way that they approach it and the way that they frame it, it's like, oh man, elo boosting, this is a major offense. You can't elo boost, you can't do this, this is ridiculous.
Right.
We're banning accounts all over the place for shit like this. A pro does it. No, okay, slap your wrist.
Right? He's fine.
Don't do it again.
I don't know.
Don't do it again.
I don't know. I think we need to put on the tinfoil hats for a minute? Just for 1 second?
Mine's
kind of small. It's been shrinking lately. Does it look nice?
Always looks good.
So, love the look. You know, Zhao Wei Zhao, Chinese player, Riot's owned by Tencent, a Chinese company. Clearly, Tencent is stepping in here and be like, listen, little baby Riot.
Listen, minority shareholder in your own company.
We need our Chinese players playing as soon as possible. I know you have to, you know, punish them, but come on, let's ease up a little bit. It's his first offense.
How would you like us to punish you and pull all of our sweet, sweet Chinese millions out of your company?
Yeah. Take that, elo boosting.
Right? Elo boost that up your ass.
So it's obvious that Tencent is really running everything back here.
I had a conversation at work the other day about Tencent with a couple of people, and he was like, oh, I bet you the government owns Tencent. I said, flip that statement around.
Shit.
I bet you Tencent owns the fucking Chinese government.
Oh, shit. And you know what? I bet League of Legends is just a training simulator to get us ready for the military, you know, once China takes over the world. AKA 2016 World Championships.
Absolutely.
Right?
I'm right there with
you. Wake up, sheeple. Look what's right in front of you.
Oh my god.
Okay, we gotta take these off. It's making me nauseous.
Getting a little crazy.
Anyways, it's a really light sentence. Maybe this is just an indication of Riot realizing that they've been super heavy-handed in the past, and they're trying to ease up a little bit.
Or the more logical is they have no fucking idea what they're doing with punishing people.
It could be that, too.
I won't lie and say that I have any sort of faith in their punishing program, because they have absolutely no idea. It's punish this guy for a year. Punish him for 12. What? Whatever, I don't care. Nobody
12
knows
years dungeon.
Nobody knows what they're doing. They're just throwing out numbers. Dungeon. I really think they're just spinning a wheel and throwing a dart.
Wow, they got two eggs of randomness.
Right, Chris Badawi, 100-year suspension. Zhao Wei Zhao, make him pay $100. What?
He has to do our laundry for a week.
One entire week.
We desire a shrubbery.
That's pretty much what it is. So,
and not one that's too nice.
You must bring us a herring. So Zhao Wei Zhao suspended till February. Speaking of players who have been suspended or should have been suspended or allegedly might have been suspended, shitty people, forgiven.
There you go. That's a segue. Okay,
you like that one?
That's a fucking segue
there.
Pick
it back
that was
up.
Pro.
I picked it back up.
Was that written down? You got that written down in your notepad? That was on the fly.
That was on the fly.
Nice job.
All I had written down was Forgiven's name.
We're professionals.
That's why we're making the big bucks.
Yeah.
And by big bucks, I mean no bucks. No bucks at all. So Forgiven.
Shrewd
shitty
bucks.
Shitty
we
guy.
Get, we get paid in shrewd bucks.
Yeah. Hank Bucks from Venture Brothers.
It's 5 Shroot Bucks and 57 Stanley Nichols.
So Forgiven's a shitty guy. So yeah. He's allegedly a shitty guy.
Not a nice person.
Not a seemingly great person. Super trolly.
Yeah.
Understood by the entire community. He's, yes, a very, very good player. Mechanically sound.
Sure.
Solid player of League of Legends. Not happy, obviously, in his situation being on a loser.
Yeah, being a loser.
Being a loser on a loser. It's a bad situation to be in. Nobody ever wants to have to, you know, swim in a pool of their own, you know, feces.
Filth.
So,
like world's so, worth bad.
So when the going gets tough, the tough get going, right?
Exactly. All you really nose to the grindstone.
All the way to Heroes of the Storm. So what happens when things got difficult? He's apparently considering packing his bag and leaving League of Legends entirely.
Yeah.
Going to the much more mechanically difficult
and competitive.
And competitive. Highly competitive and strategic Heroes of the Storm.
That's where all the money is too. There's so much money in HOTS right now.
It's so hot.
So hot right now.
So HOTS right now.
Yeah.
So somebody asked him, because he had an AMA, and that's where it came out.
Yeah.
And they were like, wait a minute, but you're, like, mechanically gifted, and League of Legends requires a certain degree of skill and what have you. And before this, even before I even talk about that, there was that post that he made, a tweet about considering playing other games, and Dota wasn't one of them. What's the deal with Heroes of the Storm type situation? So
yeah,
so that's why this came up in the AMA. So he talked about it, and when asked, his answer was kind of retarded. But the one thing he doesn't like about Heroes of the Storm is that no matter how much you're up, other team can still come back.
Yeah,
he doesn't like that.
Of course not. Why would he like that? I mean, it's stupid.
It's a silly mechanic, but it's the mechanic that's
just win the game.
Casual games.
Yeah, that's important for people that are not competitive.
Yes, is the still have the chance to win even though you're getting raffle stomped by the other team. They're fucking dragging you up and down the court and making you wipe their ass with your face. And then, you know, you accidentally get a kill, a couple of kills at minute 31 because they were playing like assholes, and then you beat them because their death timers are all 75 seconds.
Yeah.
And you win.
Stupid.
So that's competitive HOTS in a nutshell. No matter how good you are, don't die late in the game because you'll lose. It's a promise. So with that, that's what he doesn't like about it. And someone asked him, oh, you know, are you going to change your ways that got you in trouble in League of Legends and, you know, be a kinder, gentler, forgiven? And apparently he was just like, no.
No.
No, no intentions at all.
So I don't understand.
Can't wait to run into him in that game.
If you want to be the best at something, which that's what he keeps claiming he wants to be, he just wants to be the best. If you're the best at Heroes of the Storm, that comes with a pretty big fat asterisk. It's like
I'm the best Heroes of the Storm player.
Cool. Awesome. I'm the best, you know, what was that Adventure Time game?
Oh, man.
Adventure Time Battle Arena in the world.
Battle Party?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's probably a more competitive game than Heroes of the Storm, actually.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just don't.
My guy was Rattle Balls.
If you wanted to change games, I get changed to Dota. A lot of money in Dota as well. A lot of room.
We just broke that down. The internationals, the team that won it, Evil Geniuses, their players are all getting over $1 million.
Yeah, each.
Each. Individually. Yeah. As a team, they won over $6 million.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty fucking big.
That's a big prize pool.
Yeah. Is there a tournament for HOTS? Maybe. I'm sure there is.
I remember there were Heroes of the Dorm.
I know there's one.
That college one.
There's one at BlizzCon.
And they're probably going to do something with IEM, I would assume. I would assume it's going to get more competitive.
I don't know. Here's the problem right now, because Richard Lewis talked about this in the past, about how Riot's got, you know, every big tournament holder's balls on a vise because of, as far as bringing in other MOBAs.
That's
so
true.
I doubt IEM's going to bring in another MOBA because they run League of Legends.
I guess.
That's why IEM doesn't run Dota.
That's true.
Right? Am I an asshole for saying that, or is that true? Sometimes I make things up. IEM, Dota 2. Oh, there might be one. IM6, that was 4 years ago.
Ooh, Heroes of the Storm World Championships are going to be, yes, at BlizzCon.
At BlizzCon, yeah. I figured that'd be at BlizzCon.
Apparently their Korean teams play Heroes of the Storm? That's news to me. Yes, not many. They only get
Frankfurt.
One. Oh my god, OGN has a fucking Heroes of the Storm league? You get the fuck out of here.
June 20th. So Dota 2 was at ESL, not at IEM.
That's at ESL.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do something with MLG.
Is MLG still going?
It's still a thing. MLG
does. Is it?
MLG
I thought MLG
COD.
Stopped.
MLG does COD, as far as I know.
Maybe they'll do an MLG. I don't know. That being said, if you wanted to be a competitive gamer, you should probably pick a competitive game. Although I see the attraction to playing something that's still kind of in its fledgling stage as an esport.
Dota does MLG does Dota 2 as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the right move career-wise. I think you're going to end up being a streamer. And that's great if you just want to be a streamer, but he said he wants to be like competitive. He wants to be the best.
I just don't feel like if you want to be as competitive as you like to consider yourself, that playing a game...
That's not competitive.
It's not competitive. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's fun. If he's looking to just have a good time now, then yeah, dude, knock yourself out. Heroes of the Storm is totally the game for you. Just want to go out there and have a good time, maybe bang your head against the wall a couple of times because people don't follow any kind of strategy, but you just want to have a good time? Cool. Yeah, Heroes of the Storm, totally for you. League of Legends, not for you anymore. You've done your thing. Dota is significantly more mechanically intensive than League of Legends and Heroes of the Storm is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But I just don't get it. The move doesn't make any sense to me, is really what it comes down to.
I don't know. I think he's probably been presented with an opportunity, and I'm sure he's just taking it.
Probably. And he's just upset with the way things have gone in his career, I'm assuming.
Well, he's a dick. I mean, if you keep burning bridges, you're not going to have anywhere to walk.
No, eventually you're going to be standing on an island
with
no way off.
Which and, you know,
on his way to.
Yeah, and you know the competitive gaming scene. I mean, it's a pretty tight knit scene. Everyone talks to everybody.
Yeah,
so
it's
you,
a small. It's a. It's a.
Yeah.
It's a small little boy.
Someone can blacklist you, and then you're not gonna get anywhere. Yeah,
it's not gonna be difficult. I mean, listen, there will be teams that will always need a skilled AD carry.
Sure,
and they will roll the dice on a Forgiven, and then he'll bite them in the ass by being a dickhead. Is that once things don't go the way he wants them to?
Yeah, if you're not gonna play a Forgiven game, he's gonna take his ball and he's gonna go home.
Pretty much. Now that we have done a smattering of appetizers, it's time to get
makes appetizers sound gross.
Appetizers?
If you call them a smattering.
A smattering, you know, like a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, but not like it's a little bit.
Not a spattering.
Smattering.
Smattering, a bunch of them.
Yeah, but like it's like a little spread out.
Yeah, a little bit. You had a little bit of little of everything as your appetizer.
I think smattering has a negative connotation.
Okay, I don't care.
I think you're ruining appetizers for everybody.
I don't think I am.
I love apps.
We had a little bit of everything. A little,
inserts.
Little here, we had some cheese fries, maybe some nachos, you know, maybe some burnt tips, burnt ends, whatever they are. It's like the part of the rib that's left over. It's a barbecue thing. Burnt ends.
No.
Look it up.
No.
It's a real thing. I swear to God. Not making it up.
Gross.
They're not bad. No, they're actually quite good. But anyway, so we had all these appetizers. Now it's time to get to the main course.
What's the main course?
Servers.
Woo!
League of Legends servers moving to
League of
Chicago.
North America East.
League of Chicago.
Yeah.
Right. So, big,
it's awesome.
Big news today was they were testing out the newly reconfigured American servers in Chicago. So they did a couple
Windy
of test
City.
Games. Random people in random games were getting connected to, well, random, obviously random games, not just individual people, but random games were being connected to the Chicago servers to test the ping. And the stability. According to the Reddit posts, there was some significant changes in ping time. Some people in Long Island were reporting anywhere from 33 to 50 ping. There were people in Florida saying the same things. The numbers were all seemed to be as low as 33 on the East Coast to about only as high as maybe 65.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Which is still pretty good.
We're typically seeing, we're both on the East Coast.
Yes.
I typically have about 100 ping. You're a little bit higher.
No, actually, I sit anywhere between 82 and 95.
That's pretty good, too. We think 95 is pretty good.
When I see 82, I get giddy.
Yeah.
That was 82.
2 years ago, you know, it was 120. 125. Yeah,
like when I would drop to 105, I'd be like, "Nice, 105."
Yeah,
all right, we're looking good. So
we're pretty fucking excited.
The majority of the League of Legends community that happens to play in North America, super stoked.
Did you see that density map that they put out for it about the density of players from East Coast to West Coast?
Well, it's like 2/3 of the League of Legends.
There's
population
fucking no one past Chicago. Like
two-thirds of the League of Legends playing community is on the East Coast.
Yeah,
it's east of the Ohio River.
At
worst. Now, there are a group of people that are slightly unhappy about this.
What? No.
Right now, the
somebody
health of the game,
in the League community unhappy about something.
The health of this game revolves around keeping as many players happy as possible. Now, if you say that there are, and I know this isn't the number, so I'm just throwing in an arbitrary number. If you say there are 10 million people playing in America.
70 billion people.
There's 10 million people playing in America. It's just a number I'm using because it's very simple to...
Can we do 13.5 million?
No, I'm sticking with 10. So okay. 10, we'll just say for the sake of argument, I know this is not the number, but there are 10 million people playing League of Legends in America. 10 million. Okay. Now, you say that 2/3 of that is on the, like I said, east of the Ohio River. So, what do you say, like...
2/3 of 10 million?
I mean, that's what, like 7.5?
70 million?
70, yeah.
70 bazillion.
70 million is two-thirds of 10 million?
7 million.
So you say about 7 million people. Right?
Yeah.
So, 7... 6, whatever it is. Regardless.
Six to seven million.
Between 6 and 7 million people. We're not mathematicians, people. We don't claim to be.
Yeah.
So between 6 and 7 million people are all now getting better ping.
Yeah.
Now, out of that 1/3... Out of that 3.5 million that's not on the East Coast, that's not the majority, you are now the minority. Now, out of that minority, there's an even smaller minority... Who, if you say it's 3.5 million, is on the west coast, west of the Ohio River, it is about 150 people individually who are professional League of Legends players in America, and I am making that number much larger than it actually is. But we'll say about 150 people.
That's 0.005%.
So it's
of the player population on the West Coast.
It's half of a 0.5%.
Yeah.
So it's not a 0.25%.
It's a nothing.
It's a nothing. It's nothing. They're all complaining.
Yeah.
Because their ping is going to go up. Now.
And it's not even by that much.
Stop me if I'm wrong. How long has the League of Legends servers been on the West Coast?
Forever.
Okay. So how long have people on the East Coast been dealing with shit ping?
Forever.
Wow, so wait a minute. So when you see guys like Hai and Yusui and, I guess, slightly more eloquently, I Will Dominate.
Yeah.
Complaining that their ping is going to go up. Dudes.
By 25 milliseconds?
Dudes. You are barking up the wrong fucking tree.
They're the right tree, but the people up in the tree have a sweet little tree house, and they're like, drinking wine, and they're eating. They don't give a fuck about the dogs.
No, but your complaint, what I'm saying is you're barking up the wrong fucking tree. You're complaining on social media.
Yeah.
That you're complaining that your ping's going to go up. You really think people that have been playing this game as long as you have, but aren't professional because they don't play it at that level, you think they give a hot fucking... anything that your ping's gone up so that their ping can go down.
Did you see Cutie Pie's tweet?
I did.
That was amazing. Fuck the pros. I got lower ping. Yeah.
I did see that.
That's
awesome.
The best.
But Hai was like, oh, this is ridiculous. It's a good thing I quit.
Yeah, fuck you, Hai.
Yeah,
man.
Seriously, stop being such a fucking baby.
At least have a little poise and be like, I'll just practice harder or something, you know?
And this is coming off the heels of Riot Games saying the only way to get better at League of Legends is to continue playing League of Legends.
Yeah.
So listen, part of me can say, okay, I get the pros' complaint, because the big complaint, and I will dominate, like I said, he was the one who put it. I don't want to use eloquent.
You get the right perspective.
He put it at least into a way that it made some semblance.
You can
kind of
get it, but at the same time,
I see where they're coming from.
Yeah,
because he said, okay, this is what we're dealing with on stage when they're playing competitively. That is a closed server.
Yeah,
so it's zero ping.
Right,
maybe two ping at most. When they're playing on tournament servers, it's sub 20.
Right.
Now they're playing solo queue, and you're going to be talking anywhere between 30 and 50.
Right.
So
I think it's like 50 to 70 for West Coast.
Regardless, what they're saying is that they're dealing with three completely separate pings, because they're dealing with three thresholds, essentially.
Sure.
You know, your zero ping is you're grabbing, everything is on point.
Yeah.
You're getting true, you know, true click action. At the 20 ping threshold that they're around on the tournament servers, you're dealing with not instantaneous. It's still really, really
it's
good.
Almost unnoticeable.
It's virtually almost unnoticeable, unless you're coming from a no ping situation.
Yeah.
You will notice it. You will notice it a little bit. You'll, there will be that, you know, nanosecond delay.
But
when
you
you're
can
used to doing something. But it's
you can adapt to a 20 ping coming from zero. You can adapt to a 20 ping setting so quickly.
Absolutely.
Doesn't even take a full game.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing is yes, his argument totally makes sense. But it only makes sense when you're saying, okay, I'm going to play a game on stage today, and then I'm not going to play any games ever again, and then I have a game on the tournament server in a week. But my only lasting memory of playing League of Legends recently is playing on zero ping. What?
Yeah. No.
No, man. See, that's where you're an idiot. That's where it starts to poke holes.
This is not how it works.
In your paper-thin argument. You're telling me that you're not going to fucking spam as many games as possible you can get in before. I've seen on many, many websites pros playing solo queue games on days when they're playing LCS games.
Yeah.
Like, to the hour before they're on.
Yeah. You know what you do? You fucking go to the studio a little bit earlier, get on their goddamn, you know, internal server, and warm up with five games.
Yeah. How hard is it to be like, oh, okay, wait, that's right. I forgot. At zero ping, this is what Katarina feels like.
Great.
Congratulations. You have now found out what the term adaptability means. League of Legends, esports, they're trying to be legitimate. They're trying to be considered legal, real, competitive sports. In competitive sports, the most important thing you can have other than ability
is fancy uniforms.
Yeah. And other than fancy uniforms is adaptability. The ability to take what you know and adjust to different situations. It's
and then
never
right after adaptability, those cool pink shoes.
Pink shoes on breastplates.
Yeah, that's number three.
Four, actually.
Four. Threesa.
Threesa. So, you're never going to be in the most ideal situation at all times. That is not how competitive sports works. Has ever worked, or will ever work.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you were like a jockey? Let's do something kind of simple. You're racing horses.
Right.
And then it fucking rains a couple hours before your race. What, you're going to say, nope, I don't run in the mud. Don't do mud.
I don't do mud.
Never done mud before. I'm not fucking doing mud.
Don't do mud.
Yeah.
You know, you're telling me the football player who only knows warm weather, who gets traded, drafted by, signed by a cold weather team is going to say, whoa. I only know, like, the lowest I'll deal with is 70 degrees.
Yeah.
It's December in Green Bay. Yeah. It's like
we got to close this shit up.
It's negative 18. I don't play in that. I don't do that. Sorry.
Makes my teeth hurt.
Gives me goosebumps. I don't like goosebumps. I don't like that at all. No, dude. No, the guy's saying, okay, I'm getting a paycheck. This is my job. I do what I have to do so I can continue to get my paycheck, so I can feed my family, you know, gold-plated hamburgers. Because I'm a football player and I get paid a lot of money to do this. And the other thing is, somebody was saying that, oh, well, yeah, the houses, though, they can't just pick up and move. Really?
They don't have to move.
Didn't TSM used to have a house in New York?
Yeah.
What did they do with it? Oh, wait, that's right. They picked up and moved to California. I forgot. Yeah. You don't... Does nobody understand that these teams don't own these houses? They rent them.
Yeah.
It's not like
they don't have to sell a house. They're not going to escrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, we only have like 30 days before you can sell this house. No, we're done renting it. Listen, this is there. We're done. We're going to rent the house in fucking Chicago now. Are they worried it's going to cost too much? That's right. Because those really cheap rents in L.A.
Yeah.
Are you fucking... like? There's
so affordable.
Yeah, there is no argument that makes sense when you think about it like a logical, rational human being. Medios is like, oh, how much does it cost to live in Chicago? Less than
not
it costs
a lot.
Less than it costs to live in California. Next question.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to play Zach on 55 ping.
I have no. There are no words. There are no words. Again, it's just a situation.
Oh, no, the worst was actually Sneaky. And I love Cloud9. Normally, these guys are pretty funny. And I hope this is all tongue-in-cheek, and they're supposed to be kidding, but we're just losing it via text. I hope that's the case.
I fear that it's not.
So Sneaky said, well, I guess I'm never playing solo queue again.
Yeah.
Like, so really? Yusui?
No, that
50
was
ping.
Was that Sneaky? I thought that was Yusui that said that.
I think it was Sneaky. Yusui said some shitty stuff, too.
I'll find the article right now.
Either way, this is not... It's not like we're trading servers here. They're not putting it in southern Florida so the people on the West Coast are only going to have... You know, people are going like 100 ping. That's a big fucking difference, going from 15 ping to 100 ping.
It was Yusui that said, I'm 100% not playing solo queue after they changed servers.
I thought Sneaky said something shitty as well.
No, Hi said, don't have to worry about ping increase if I just quit. With four smiley faces.
See, maybe he's joking. Maybe they're joking.
And then Keith McBrief, people are getting mad at West Coasters for complaining, but it actually screws over LCS Challenger players. Lol, I guess they wouldn't understand. Is that
we wouldn't understand.
Is that a dig on the average person?
Yeah,
by apparently. Keith McBrief, who gave up playing professionally so he can go to school and become a average person?
Okay, Sneaky didn't say anything. Should I take that back?
Sneaky didn't say anything. And then Medios with the completely random question, what is the cost of living in Chicago? Number one, Medios, you're not 10 years old, you have access to the internet, and you don't have a fucking real job. You know what it takes to look it up? Fucking go to Trulia, go to Zillow, go to rents.com.
I want to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they're kidding.
I don't.
And that it's we're losing context.
I don't, because I feel like in this situation, they are entitled children. They have been given everything that they need. First of all, I don't know what they're complaining about with living situations. They don't pay for where they live anyway.
Yeah.
You don't pay for anything. You get given money, and then you're told, here's your house for the next, until you're bad. Am I wrong?
That was the best thing you've ever said. That was the best thing you've ever said on this podcast.
I appreciate that.
Here's the house where you live until you're bad.
Yeah, until you're bad. It's not wrong.
So, oh, God.
I don't understand what the complaint is. Oh, no, we have to pick up and move to Chicago. Great.
Chicago's a dope city.
I picked up and moved to fucking L.A. to play League of Legends. Now I'm going to pick up and move to Chicago. Whatever, are you still going to pay me? Yes. Until you bad. Then we're going to stop paying and find somebody who can. Okay.
Then you know what? Probably stay in Chicago.
Yeah, you want to know what? If you don't want to move to Chicago to play better at League of Legends, they're just going to find someone who does.
Yeah.
And you want to know what there is? An overabundance of people who want to be professional League of Legends players.
Yeah.
Wow, and considering it doesn't take athletic ability.
Yeah, genetic perfection.
Considering you don't need a God-given, you know, that some people just don't have ability, you're very much replaceable. Maybe they won't be as good as you, but guess what they can do? Practice a lot and get better.
Yeah, or find a Korean that's retiring.
You can't make, you know, you can't teach somebody to be 7 feet tall. In basketball, if you're 7 feet tall, you're a commodity. That's not something that's teachable. Size isn't teachable. You know, athleticism isn't teachable. I can't make you a good athlete. But if I'm really good at League of Legends or at RTSs, I can teach you how to be better at them. If you keep playing them, you'll get better at them. So
what? No.
So guess what? All of you players that are complaining, you're all so incredibly replaceable that it's almost comical that you're threatening to stop doing something.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight, Yasui, who's on the cusp of not even being a professional player.
Yeah.
You're threatening to not play solo queue, so you're not going to get any better. Guess what you're not going to do anymore? Play video
games. Be on a challenger team.
So now all the jokes that people make about, you know, gamers living in their parents' basement, guess where you're moving? Back in your parents' basement. Because no team is going to want a guy who's not willing to practice because he's crying about ping.
Yeah, not even a lot of ping.
No, like, you're crying that your ping is going to
go up. 65 ping.
Yeah, are you, really? Seriously? Again, I reference back to that you're crying to people who have been dealing with this number and these numbers for 5 years. Whether or not High's ping is 10 or 110 doesn't change my experience with the game. I don't play better knowing he's playing on a good ping. I don't make better plays knowing that he's happy with his ping. The only thing that's important to me is my experience with the game. And not a single pro on planet Earth, their experience doesn't none of their experiences and none of the things that they're dealing with affect me or anybody else other than themselves. So when you're complaining about something, understand the rest of the community does not care that you're upset that your ping is not super ideal anymore, because this game shouldn't be the haves, good ping, versus the have-nots, shit ping. It should be everyone dealing with a similar number.
Unless you know what they call that, though?
Parody?
Communism.
Oh. Well, in the perfect world, communism is the perfect government.
Oh, no. Slippery slope, man. First the ping. First the ping, then the RP, you know?
And communism.
Pretty soon, you know, you're not going to be able to buy RP with your own money. You're going to have to be awarded RP for, you know, not getting reported. Actually, that'd be pretty dope.
See? Communism's
perfect. Man, that'd be great.
The perfect world. You know, I have to give you fish so you can build my house. Because I'm the fish seller, and you're the house builder. And that's how it works. You get fish.
I think communists, you have to give your fish to the government, and then the government...
True communism actually exists without a government. It's
That's anarchy.
No, it's not. It's 100% everyone works for the greater good. Like I said, you're the house builder. You're the house builder. As the house builder, you build houses. In order for you to feed your family, you build houses for people who will then give you things to feed your family. You know, and it's just everybody helps everybody else out. It never works because the government gets involved.
Government.
But communism in its most purest of ways. And now I'm not a pinko, so everyone really? Calm down.
You're wearing
down.
A lot of red there, Hux.
I am wearing my red shirt with my red headband, so you gotta
a lot
be
of
careful.
Red. Oh, so am I. It's contagious.
See what I did there? I've made you red.
Shit.
So, yeah, but in the perfect world, yes, communism actually is the perfect government. But we do not live in a perfect world, so it will never be a perfect government.
We live in an imperfect world with imperfect ping.
And grow
up
pros.
And just get over it and fucking play the goddamn game like God intended.
You're crying that the fact that you're going to throw in a Moomoo bandage and it's not going to go exactly when you expect it to go. You know what you do?
Throw it a little bit to the left.
You know what somebody does when they throw a football in the wind when the wind is blowing left to right and they're throwing the football north to south? They take the wind into account. They don't just go here and expect the ball to go there. No.
You sure?
You throw it slightly off kilter so that the wind will then blow it where you need it to be.
Boy, it's almost like you have to practice in a variety of conditions to be good at something.
Oh my God.
Who would have
thought of that?
Who would have thought?
It's almost like you have to practice to get better.
Ridiculous.
That's an insane concept.
Although, you know what? It's super hard to practice when you don't have a goddamn sandbox mode.
You know what would make all of
practice
this go,
in?
You know what would make all these problems go away? A sandbox mode.
You know what they do? If they did have a sandbox mode that lets you play on zero ping like it was a local server, but you could adjust the ping so that you could practice on, you know, zero ping. Oh my God, what's happening?
Mind
that's ridiculous.
Blown. Yeah, it's the whole I don't want to get started in the sandbox thing because everyone
a lot's been said.
Everyone said it much better than we could have or would have or even could think of.
So when this, when they first made that announcement about how they have no intention of doing a sandbox mode, and I read all everything and I read all the replies, I tried really hard to come up with a defense for Riot on why they don't want a sandbox mode.
That's because you...
I'm an apologist.
You try to see the good in things.
Yeah.
I try to see the logic in things.
So after trying for an hour or two, trying to figure out what is the justification between not having a sandbox mode, I couldn't come up with
it. You kept squeezing that rock over their glass, hoping water was going to come out.
No milk.
Nothing.
No rock.
It's just a rock.
Just a fucking rock.
It's just a fucking rock. You're not going to get water from it. There is... no logical reason to not. And their
justification is asinine.
Justification is a no. It's, well, oh my god, wait a minute. It's like when they heard the problem, they addressed it, and instead of giving an answer, they gave a non-sir. It's a non-answer.
No, it was an answer. It was just wrong. It's like, hey, Riot, what's, you know, 2 times 2? And they were like, pig.
What's 2 times 2?
What is it?
Mashed potatoes.
Totally unrelated to what I'm asking you.
First of all, when they tied it to toxicity, I laughed. I laughed because I don't know how that could even be considered. Because then he's like, oh, well, it becomes... First of all, back up the truck. It's Ghost Crawler at it again.
No, he didn't write this post. It wasn't Ghost Crawler.
That wasn't Ghost Crawler. No, my mistake. No. My mistake, Ghost Crawler. You've done egregious things in the past. This wasn't
Quiff.
New. Wait, it was Quiff. That's correct. My mistake.
Yeah,
Quiff and Banksy.
Banksy. I don't even know if Quiff wrote the original post, though. I know he was doing all the responses, and he backed
up. No, I think Quiff was the first one, and then Banksy chimed in, and then Quiff chimed in again on Banksy's TLDR response that he gave.
Yeah.
So it was toxicity was one of the reasons, because like, oh, well, then people will be like, oh, well, you should practice more. Yes! That's not toxic.
Absolutely should practice more.
If you have the means to do things, you should do them.
Again... So their justification is that you shouldn't have to.
They don't want you to have to practice.
Yeah. They want League, just playing a game of League of Legends is the quintessential way
better.
In their words.
The way to get better is to play the game. That's the best way to get better at League of Legends.
Which, in a perfect world, sure.
Just like communism in the perfect world is a great element.
It's almost like if you want to get really good at building Legos... You just build Legos, right? No, you have to models.
Well, Thorin was the one who said it the best.
Yeah.
And he said that that's like saying the only way to get better at basketball is to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
That's not at all...
feasible.
That's not the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And it's not the way the human brain works. You know, how do you get better at, you know, writing fiction?
You publish a book.
You fucking just publish a book. No, you have to, you know, you write short stories, you keep a journal, and you just write ideas.
Practice writing.
Yeah, you fucking just write things.
What's the best...
Not whole novels.
Riot, you're a video game company. Do you hire someone who has zero experience? Because the best way to get experience in the gaming industry is to simply work in the gaming industry.
Publish a video game.
Is to become a modeler, lead modeler for a video game company. Yeah. Is that what you do?
No.
No. That's asinine.
Start off with a Q.
That would be the thing.
Yeah.
But no, the people are expected to get better by League of Legends by simply playing League of Legends and being bad.
I understand the ideal, but that the ideal is wrong.
No,
it's just incorrect.
But here's the beauty of what they're trying to say. So if sandbox mode increases toxicity, and you're telling people the only way to get better at League of Legends is to play the game. So if you're terrible at League of Legends and you have no means of practicing other than playing, do you think the people you're going to play with are going to be super understanding of that? Because now Riot says, the best way for me to get better is to make your game suck because I'm awful.
Yeah, that's it.
They don't want you to be grinding bot games. They want you to just play the game. So, what?
I don't know.
None of that makes any sense.
The whole logic behind the decision is flawed.
If anything, sandbox mode alleviates toxicity. Because instead of...
No, it's not going to have an effect on toxicity.
No, but what I'm saying is if you're going to say it has some sort of effect on toxicity, it will take players who normally would be terrible and it gives them an opportunity to work on minor details to try and slightly improve their game.
The thing is, these terrible players, they're not going to practice. No, they don't give a fuck. They just want to play a little League of Legends before bedtime, and that's totally fine. That's okay.
What I'm saying is, as a whole, it probably could alleviate
zero effect. Total non-factor.
This is where I'm trying to be the optimist about it, where I'm saying maybe the guy who wants to get better at the game, who wants to legitimately get better, but is afraid of going into a game and getting screamed at and told he sucks and he should die and he should uninstall the game and he's a big fucking turbo faggot. Maybe instead of him exposing himself to the
don't say faggot. That's not nice.
I know it's not nice, and I'm not the one who's calling him that. I would never call somebody that. But the fact is that there are people in this game who will egregiously use that word. So you're telling me that they think that that guy who wants to get better and not get insulted while he's trying to get better. I mean, the biggest thing I hear from new players all the time is how this community is unrelenting in games.
You know, I think that's a bit of a bias.
It probably
because is. Listen, I play a lot of solo queue. Not that bad, and I climbed up from bronze. Not that bad.
And I'm just saying, regardless. Fine. Yeah. The biggest complaint I always see is that there is that they say that the community's unrelenting on you know when you're leveling up and stuff.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is by not giving people an opportunity to practice small things that they've seen they had problems with. If you have problems with flashing walls, if you have problems with specific you know CS mechanics,
yeah.
or just learning exactly you know how many hits it takes on certain champions' auto attacks to get CS, you know where. Exactly, the minion health bar needs to be where,
To freeze a lane.
Exactly. You're telling me that someone who wants to practice all these things is going to likely be more toxic, is going to create more toxicity than somebody who's just going to jump into the game and say, I don't care what you want to do, I'm getting better at League.
That's not exactly what they're saying. What they're saying is, and I'm also going to play. I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here.
Oh, I know what they're saying.
I'm going to preface this by saying I don't agree with this.
The response I'm giving is the jerk guy response.
Yeah. So what they're saying is they don't want hours of practice mode to be the expectation.
Exactly. No, I get it.
Which it won't be. There's the problem with Riot right now is that they think they're the only video game company. In the world, I guess, they're the only multiplayer video game company. When you can very clearly look at other online game communities and see how these things are handled successfully and unsuccessfully. So
mistakes by other people? No way.
Yeah. So with something like a sandbox mode, it's there. It's a tool, and the people that want to get better are going to use it, and the people that don't want or just want to play the game are going to play the game. They're not. Going to use it, and the people that are flaming people for not being good are always going to flame people for not being good. They're going to flame people for being good. That's what they do. That's how they play the game.
The biggest problem is I just don't think Riot and their initial response to this dilemma reflects it, is that it didn't look like they understand what a sandbox mode is.
That could be it. It could just be a gross misunderstanding of what the community
does. Because the way he described it, you were describing like a new game mode, and that's not what people want.
No, people just want to go into Summoner's Rift.
They want a zero ping environment where they can practice things, individual aspects of the game, where they
be able to reset cooldowns, be able to spawn minions, be able to
level yourself up on purpose. Yeah. You know, be like, okay, I want to be level 11 so I can do this. You know, being able to set yourself at certain amounts of gold so you can buy things and, you know, practice TPs, practice, you know, buying fast, practice doing stupid little things.
Yeah.
The little things that make you better at this game.
Yeah, so when I was playing StarCraft and trying to get better, I spent a few hours just splitting my probes. Load up a game, you do know what that is? Splitting your probe is when you start off with 6 probes, you spend 3 to one side of the mineral patch, 3 to the other side of the mineral patch.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that anymore. It does it automatically. When I was playing Wings of Liberty, you had to do it manually. Mm-hmm. So I spent an hour and a half, load up a game, split the probes, restart the game. Load up a game, split the probes, restart the game. Until I could do it just with muscle memory.
Yeah, it's automatic.
And then I had that, and then I started my opening build. So I learned how to 4-gate. So I load up a game, split the probes, 9 pylon, restart. Load up the game, split the probes, 9 pylon, restart. Yeah. Didn't even get all the way through the build. And that's what people want to be able to do is to be able to do these very small actions very quickly.
Yes.
Run to dragon, flash over the wall, restart. Yeah. Run to dragon, flash
buy,
over the wall.
You know, go, you know, back, buy your item, TP back into lane.
Yeah.
Little things. Things that are going to save you time. Things you're not going to lose CS on. Things you're not going to get behind because of. Because you're just like, oh, wait, do I want to buy... Do I need to build Phantom Dancer or am I building... No, just know it.
Just know it. And then you know the quickest way to get the item that you want to buy. Practicing, you just practice buying the item.
Yeah, practicing jungle paths. Being like going from here to here to here. Okay, I need to do this. They need to go here. They need to back buy here. You know, it's just little things. And these aren't... This isn't something that everyone's going to sit there and spend a lot of time with. The people that are going to spend time with it are the people that you're designing that shit for because they give a shit.
These are also not new concepts as far as learning how to get better either. These are very standard concepts on practice. Small pieces.
Yeah. Newsflash. Riot Games will not be the first company to ever release a sandbox mode.
No, they're not.
You are not going to be the first people. You are not pioneers. You are not trendsetters. You are not forging a path through the wilderness with your fucking machete and your goddamn torch. No.
So
you are walking a well-treaded path.
The conspiracy theory is that the game is just too buggy, and then if Riot releases a sandbox mode...
They're going to break everything.
They're going to break everything. They're going to find all these exploits and all these things that you can do, you know, within this, and then bring that into the competitive scene and take advantage of it.
But you want to know what? Then make that your reason. Say it's because, listen, we built this game, you know, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, on bullshit architecture because we didn't know what the hell we were doing back then. We know what the hell we're doing, and we're working eventually to change that shitty architecture, but it is what it is right now. We can't allow this because of shitty architecture. We're working to fix it. Things take time. We're sorry we can't give this to you right now, but we promise in the near future, when we have better architecture, we will give you what you guys want because we want you to have these things just as much as you want
to
have these things.
That's all they had to say. And you know what? They don't even have to do any of that.
No, that could be that's the beauty of it. Smoke up my ass.
Just fucking say it.
Yeah, lie to them. You have no problem lying about other crap. Why is this all of a sudden a problem? All of a sudden you have a fucking crisis of conscience where you don't want to tell people, you don't want to lie to their faces? Give me a fucking break.
It's just
insanity.
I can't apologize for this one. I have no... There's no spin here that makes it at least sound better.
No, it's stupid.
It's a total... misunderstanding of your game, of your competitive scene, of your community. It's like if you were in a bow and arrow contest and you had to shoot a bow, you know, shoot an arrow at a target, and then you just started murdering people instead. Like,
it's bad. It's just bad. And it's bad when not even a single pro can agree with you.
If I wasn't as invested in their game as I am, like if I was a new player and I was seeing all this shit go down, I'd probably start looking at other games.
The thing is, League is a good game.
It's an okay game.
League is a fun game.
It is fun.
Riot is a company that is grown too fast and needs still a lot of work on their policies.
They need a
and their
goddamn PR firm. Holy hell.
They have PR departments, though. They just, I don't know what the hell's wrong with them. This is bad.
Well, the problem is that they have people. Their whole policy is, you know, having the developers be vocal with the community.
And again,
that's an ideal.
No,
but developers are bad at being vocal. They're just bad at it.
Yes.
They don't know what to say. Well, they say the wrong things in the wrong context.
Perfect example of all of this. So someone made a comment on Ask FM, you know, the bane of Riot's existence. Someone asked a question on Ask FM to Ghostcrawler. Will League ever be as balanced champion-wise as Dota?
Will League balance like Dota balances?
Well, in a sense of, will League ever be 120 viable champions? Because Dota's pretty much every champion is viable in competitive play.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas League is a much more finite number. You know, yes, you'll see a lot more champions.
It's like 47%.
Yeah, you'll see a lot more champions playing now than you did in Season 2 or Season 3.
Yeah.
But it's still much more... Certain champions are much more niche. You know,
you're
not going to see a lot of Heimerdinger competitive.
No.
Because it doesn't bring a lot to the table. Regardless. So that was the question that was asked. And Ghostcrawler, you know, like a moth to fucking flame... I'm going to jump all over this and give you the best answer I can give you.
Such a dumb answer.
Here is the problem. I don't even give a fuck about his answer. When you preface your about to answer with, I don't know much about Dota, so I'm going to be pretty ignorant on this.
All That's
I
what really he said. Those were his words.
His words were, he used the word ignorance to Dota, yeah. But I know League. Okay, here's, let me give you a little fucking response tip. If you fucking admit ignorance to something, you don't answer the question. It's as simple as that. You say, I don't know anything about Dota. I can't answer that with any kind of certainty or any kind of knowledge of the game because I do not play it and I do not know about it. This is what we strive to do in League. I don't know what they strive to do in Dota, but this is what we strive for in League. The end. No,
still a non-answer. It's a good one.
It's at least admitting that you don't know. And he did admit, but then he tried to like tie things together, like he understands how Dota is. Oh well, you know, in Dota you lose the game in Champion Select. How the fuck do you know? You don't play the game. Maybe you do, but maybe you don't. But you're saying, oh, well, we want individual play to be the most important thing, and in Dota, pick order and pick champions and who you ban and who you choose is the most important thing.
Yeah. The first part of that answer, great. We want individual play to be the most important thing.
End it.
Great.
Do not
Fine ideal.
Dota because you do not know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If I'm looking,
I feel like that's advice for Tower Dive.
We blow out the water all the time. Yeah. We don't care. But if I need my car fixed, I'm not going to my dentist.
Well, unless your dentist is also a mechanic.
He's not.
But then you don't want a mechanic's hand in your mouth. Exactly. I mean, come on. Have you seen those things? They're grimy.
Just like if I need a tooth pulled, I'm not going to a plumber. It's just, you know.
Unless your plumber's a dentist.
Which he's not.
Or, you know, you don't have health insurance.
I'm just going to do it myself then. the fact is if I'm looking for an answer to a legitimate question and you don't know what I'm talking about, admittedly, then don't answer the question or direct me to someone who does.
Yeah.
Your job isn't to answer all of my questions. Your job is to answer the questions that you can answer and avoid the ones that make you sound stupid.
Ghostcrawler is a man. He's too vocal.
I almost have to admire his persistence.
Yeah.
To answer everyone's questions. What I don't admire is his shit answers of them.
They're just bad.
Good. His answers just aren't good.
And they only incite more anger.
No, and maybe he's part... I don't know. Listen, coming from World of Warcraft, you know, maybe he's a glutton for punishment because that's a community that's mad at everything.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's a game constantly nerfing, changing champion... Or classes and abilities and constantly, you know, retooling things and finding new ways to make hunters OP. It's just like, you know, you came from that world where your efforts were not appreciated. And I'm being very nice by saying it that way. And you came into a situation, you're just doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Just talking to talk. It's like you're me and you love hearing your own voice.
Yeah, I feel like if he didn't say anything, his efforts might actually be appreciated.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you make yourself, what you're doing is by responding.
He puts himself out there.
Well, he's painting a big fucking target right on his head. And that's a bad, bad, bad thing to do. Because when you make yourself the target, then everyone knows when you fucking shit the bed because Reddit lights up like a Christmas tree. And
look at this picture of Ghostcrawler shit. Look at it. He shit his pants.
It's just frustrating.
Look at it.
The whole thing is
just frustrating. Look at it.
The whole thing is just frustrating.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know.
They talk too much.
In the end, the most important thing is that if you're on the East Coast, you're going to get better ping.
That's awesome. Unless, I'm so fucking stoked. Although, you know what? I did a ping test today. I'm only coming down to 50, I think.
That's still pretty good.
It's pretty good, but it's not 30.
I haven't checked my ping yet. Did you? What number did you check it to? Because there was a specific...
The .31. The one that
the
you're...
.1?
.3. You're supposed to check it to .3. So I checked it when I got home, and I was at like 50 with an average of 57. But I also don't know if my route's been optimized yet. I know the Atlanta hub just went live.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one in Virginia, I think, that like northern Virginia or southern New Jersey. I can't remember. Ashburn? Ash something. Anyways, I'm kind of equidistant from both of them. And so I'm probably going to be at like 50 ping.
Wow. some guy got 27 MS from New York City.
Yeah. He's probably got that good Time Warner cable, too.
He used to have TWC Max. Wait a minute. Wait, 27 MS from New York City. You live in Flushing. That's Queens. You don't fucking live in New York City. That's like saying I got filet mignon and you got chopped meat.
He works in New York City.
I don't think he does. I think he's a liar.
Although, if you live in Brooklyn, you live in New York City.
Yay, went from 30 ping to 100. RIP San Francisco Bay.
That is actually pretty shitty.
That does really suck.
Being over 75.
16 ping to 80 ping. RIP LA. This is pretty.
I don't even feel bad.
As someone living in Virginia, even 80 ping sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for these guys complaining that their ping is going up. Yeah. Whatever.
Grow up. You guys.
Grow up. You'll deal with it. We all learned how to deal with it. So will you.
Not that bad.
Oh, my God.
Don't play Blitzcrank.
It's almost like I am being fueled by these people on the West Coast's tears.
We drink their tears.
We drink their tears. Thank you.
So strong.
So very, very much. You've made the rest of my night.
Yep.
And I think that's a great thing to wrap up on, man.
I think so.
That is a beautiful thing to wrap up on. Thank you guys, as always. For my East Coast bros, good times are coming. For those on the left coast who used to believe in left coast envy, that sucks.
Sucks for you, dude.
Sucks to be you, nerd. This has been another fun-filled, informative, and angry episode of Tower Dive. As always, I am your master of ceremonies, Captain Hooks, and with me is the indomitable...
Whoa, good one. I was expecting, like butler or you know, bartender.
No, man. Indomitable Pan... The man. And thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you on the road.
Bye bye. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. This podcast is sponsored by Vulcan.com. Head on over there for all of your fantasy needs. You can bet on League of Legends, Dota 2, CSGO, COD, and Hearthstone. If you use the promo code CPTNHOOKS, that's Captain Hooks, they will match your initial investment up to $1,000. It really helps the show out, so it'd be great for you to support us. Thanks for tuning in.
And as always, you can catch us on social media at facebook.com/towerdivepc, youtube.com/towerdive, twitchtv.com/towerdivepc, and of course on Twitter at towerdivepc. Thanks for watching, you guys, and we will see you on the Rift.
Bye-bye.